23 joining me now, Sam Trethaway of Milford Asset Management. Sam, hello.
Evening, Heather.
How has the past week been in equity markets?
It's been a busy week. I think investors' attention has been dominated by two events. Firstly, the US-China trade wars following the flare-up in tensions after no deal was reached following the talks last week. And secondly, the $3.4 billion sale of Vodafone New Zealand to local infrastructure player Infratil and Brookfield Asset Management, a large offshore infrastructure player.
Let's talk about that Vodafone NZ sale. What do you make of it?
I think it's a reasonable deal, Heather. Vodafone New Zealand was a business that was clearly for sale by the group up in London, following its failed merger with Sky TV a few years ago. It is a quality asset, but I think they have paid a very fair price for it. I met with Jason Paris yesterday, the recently appointed CEO of the business, and he was excited, I think, by the prospect of new owners. He described the business as a bit of a sleeping giant for a few years there, and referring really to the failed merger process and the possible share market listing taking up a lot of management time. So he argues that they do have a bit of an edge with the tech that they can access from Vodafone, and it will be interesting to see how he can leverage that going forward.
I'm interested in the market reaction to this. Infratil's shares obviously dropped. Has it recovered?
I think it's in a bit of a holding pattern now until they go forward and raise equity, as they've indicated, to fund this deal. So we'll see how much appetite and how well the market takes it, really, depending on how that deal is priced and what form and structure it comes in. So it's a wait and see on that one.
What changes do you reckon Vodafone customers will see from the sale?
I think very little at the headline level. What Jason is trying to do with the business is very much take cost out of it initially and make the business a bit more nimble following a few years of little management attention. So it's really more about growing that broader profit pool in the telco market than competing aggressively on price. So it's a limited change.
With the business going into private hands, how much of a loss is this for the NZX?
I think, yeah, the NZX is the biggest loser of all from this. An IPO of Vodafone New Zealand would have been by far the biggest deal that the market had seen since the government's mixed ownership models listings over 5 years ago. And this is in a market that is crying out for new product or stocks to trade with. So investors will still be able to get some exposure to the business, to Vodafone New Zealand, via holding Infratil shares, but it's much more of a diluted version than holding the business directly.
Let's chat a little bit about the US and China trade war. Do you see any resolution in the near future?
I think it's unlikely anytime soon. I think financial markets, while they are very fixated on this issue as it has potentially huge implications for global economic growth, the sequence of events that it does signal is that the trade war could be a long-term issue and reaching a deal is tough. So in the middle of it, you've got Donald Trump and his Chinese counterpart, President Xi, walking a pretty tight line between showing strength and wins for their country, but at the same time trying to prevent financial markets from being thrown too far off course. So the next time the two parties come together is at the G20 summit scheduled for late June. And I think there will be a lot of posturing, Trump tweets to deal with and positioning over the coming weeks, but we could be in the same situation with the same level of uncertainty with in coming months.
All right, Sam, thanks very much. It's Sam Trethaway, Milford Asset Management.